Amasis took this woman, and decking her out with gold and costly garments, sent her to Persia as if she had been his own child. Sometime afterwards, Cambyses, as he gave her an embrace, happened to call her by her father's name. Whereupon she said to him, "I see, O king, thou knowest not how thou hast been cheated by Amasis, who took me, and tricking me out with gods, sent me to thee as his own daughter. But I am in truth the child of Apris, who was his lord and master until he rebelled against him, together with the rest of the Egyptians, and put him to death." It was this speech, and the cause of quarrel it disclosed, which roused the anger of Cambyses, son of Cyrus, and brought his arms upon Egypt. Such is the Persian story. The Egyptians, however, claim Cambyses as belonging to them, declaring that he was the son of this Nitetis. It was Cyrus, they say, and not Cambyses, who sent to Amasis for his daughter. But here they misstate the truth. Acquainted as they are beyond all other men with the laws and customs of the Persians, they cannot but be well aware, first, that it is not the Persian wont to allow a bastard to reign when there is a legitimate heir, and next, that Cambyses was the son of Cassandane, the daughter of Pharnaspes, and Achaemenes.